Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, coming to you once again from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with everybody today. I'll tell you what, it's good to be back in the great Rocky Mountains today. We're, my bride and I, many of our listeners know, came back from Indiana here around the first of the year after her cancer treatment, and we went through a number of tornadoes down there and had to go run and hide in the basement, so we have great empathy the last few days for the people down in those areas, and truly don't know how they take it. We truly don't know how they take it, because it scared the bejeebers out of my wife and I when we were down there, when these great tornadoes would come by. And one night we lost 24 people died the first night we arrived down there, matter of fact. And we didn't know what all the sirens and whistles were about, and so we just stayed in bed. And when we woke up in the morning, 24 people were dead about 20 miles from us. So I just ask everybody to be in prayer for those people. I'll tell you, it's quite a place to live when you're constantly being besieged by Mother Nature. So we're just very pleased to be here in the Great Rocky Mountains this morning. Brings back a lot of bad memories listening to the news right now. Good to be here, folks, and we have a wonderful guest on with us today. And this guest has been invited on the program. He's a very highly decorated Vietnam War veteran, and he's a 16-year former state senator for Nebraska. And his name is John DeCamp, Attorney John DeCamp now, and he has a very, very good law practice going on today. And I've invited him on the program, folks, because all of our listeners know for about the last 2 months, my family has been going through a horrible, horrible event that happened in Heidelberg, Germany, where my son's 10-year-old daughter, my granddaughter, was molested by her doctor repeatedly for about the last year. And I'll be right back, and we'll get with John DeCamp, Attorney John DeCamp, Senator John DeCamp, I like to call him, when we return after this important break.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line-out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio. You get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. And like I say, I was spurred to call my dear brother John DeCamp because of what's been going on in my own family. My son's little 10-year-old girl, as most of our listeners know because you've gone through this with us the last few weeks, has been molested by her doctor at the Heidelberg Army Hospital for about a year now. And the thing that made me think about our dear brother John DeCamp is that his book, The Franklin Cover-Up, went into a lot of the pedophilia rings, the rings of children that were snatched up around the nation and probably sold into these child sex rings, and the children were being whisked around the country, mostly by aircraft, to go to these sex parties for high-up officials here and there and so forth. And what caused me to holler for our dear brother John DeCamp was the fact that in the Army, my son, folks, remember, has been in the Army 19 and a half years. He's a major in the Army. And when he got back from Baghdad, he got emergency leave and was able to get right back to Baghdad, or get from Baghdad to Heidelberg, where his family has been living there on base, to be with them when they found out about this horrendous thing. And he found that the Army had surrounded this pedophile doctor and we're protecting him from my son every way possible. The CID did one lousy, quick 2-week or 3-week investigation and dropped the case. The JAG told him that they were going to protect the pedophile doctor because he was attacking the doctor. He was making the accusations against the doctor. And my son was told to go out and hire an attorney in the German economy, which he did do. And I began to say, what is going on? Why is a person being accused, only accused now? Of course, he's not guilty of it. But I remembered on the Phoenix Police Department when I was there that if an officer got accused, a police officer got accused of shoplifting, he was immediately taken off duty, or she was taken off duty, put on a desk job, or usually sent home on paid leave until the investigation was done. And for the life of me, I couldn't understand. They're allowing this doctor to keep treating patients there at the Army Hospital in Heidelberg right to this moment and see other children. And any police investigator who interviews my granddaughter will know that this little 10-year-old girl is not kidding. There's too much detail about what went on between her and her doctor for any detective investigator to think that she's just making this up. So I decided, folks, that for all of our benefit, I would call John DeCamp and ask him to be on our program today to go over some very important things we haven't talked about in a number of years, and that is the state of our nation. The state of our nation in the area of deviant lifestyles and child sexual attacks and assaults and so forth that we have to keep in front of us, folks, because so many of us have children and grandchildren, and we can't afford to drop our guard today. So with that said, kind of a long introduction, I want to tell you that I'm just so happy and proud to have Senator John DeCamp on with us, former senator from the state of Nebraska, now an attorney. And, John, thank you for being with us today.
As you know, Jack, I'm honored to be with you always, and we've had some interesting meetings and programs and issues over the last, 10, 15 years?
Probably 10, 15 years, that's right. Yes, you helped us on the call case, which we dearly thank you for that, and so many good things you've done, John, and continue to do today. But I wanted to get back into your I don't want to say exciting book, but very important book for all Americans to read, The Franklin Cover-Up. And, John, I think the best way to start is to ask you, how did you get involved in this kind of thing? You had just left the Senate, I understand, shortly before, and you gone into your law practice. Well, how did you get involved with these child sex rings that were going on? John, could you start there?
Quite accidentally.
Yeah.
Not intentionally and almost against my will, because this is going to surprise you, I expect, a little, but maybe not you. I truly can tell you when I started hearing all this nonsense and stuff, I was one of the first ones, and I was a very prominent and controversial but very effective public figure here in Nebraska. In fact, I was named by all the media as one of the 2 or 3 most effective and powerful senators in the history of the state and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, and so we had in Nebraska a situation just like almost every other state did back about the late 80s and early 90s where the savings and loan, you know, the SNL crisis.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
In fact, you, Darren Denver, one of Bush's boys, was involved in Silverado, and just every place had a famous one. Well, in Nebraska, we had a big one, fairly big, relatively speaking, I suppose you'd say, called the Franklin Credit Union, and it primarily served, the minority groups, it was in the black community, and it was a key institution there supposedly helping them, and there were a lot of major, major contributors to it and helping, putting money in the SNL so they'd have funds available, including well, just the most respectable institutions you'd get, from the big railroad, Union Pacific, to Boys Town, the most revered institution for taking care of children in the country or in the world,
yeah.
So on and so forth. And so when this went belly up, it was pretty bad, and that was pretty horrible, but that wasn't the issue that caused all the controversy. The issue that caused all the controversy was that when it went belly up, stories started kind of floating on the streets and in the public, and the rumor mill was real heavy. And young people, kids, anywhere from 12, 13, even as young as 8 and 10, were telling stories or rumors. Well, they knew the man who ran the union. They'd been on his private jet airplane, on trips to Washington or New York or whatever. And then they started having a kind of a sordid, thick tone to these stories about how they were met with this or that very prominent businessman or senator or congressman or politician or, you know, judge even or whatever. And were involved in these private sex parties with them and how they got paid so well for doing it. And when they started coming out with these rumors and gossip, I was one of the first ones that very publicly stood up and said, well, this has to be the wildest, most unbelievable nonsense I've ever heard. And then I foolishly said something else. I said, if I ever really believed it, any of it, I would be one of the first ones to step forward and stand up and say we have to do something about this and correct it. And then I got a letter from a young boy who had been arrested literally on the evening the Franklin Credit Union was folded or closed by the feds, the FBI or whatever, the state or federal banking authorities. And the young boy wrote and said, I was arrested and blah, 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 and I know Larry King. I'll tell you who Larry King was right in a minute. I know Larry King real well. And I can tell you the stories are true because I was part of them, and now I'm in jail. They arrested me the night Franklin folded, and I could prove to you a bunch of these things, Mr. DeCamp, if you would just come and talk to me. And I thought, well, okay, the kid's called my bluff. I'll go see him and whatever. And so I went to the jail where he was locked up. I think he was 16 at the time, and he had been arrested and locked up for supposedly touching another boy, his cousin, on the outside of his pants, which seemed a little kind of wild to me. But anyway, so I started quizzing him, and he was telling me these strange tales that even today make me sick and are unbelievable about being on Larry King's private jet and going to Washington and going here and going there and doing these very things, and he gave specific details. And then I said, well, yeah, anybody can make up a tale, but how would you prove it? He says, well, I didn't just make it up since I've been here. He says, I hid a whole bunch of my stuff over the years, he said, and I kept a diary. I said, a diary? He said, yeah. My grandpa, when I was a little boy, taught me always keep a diary, and I just, it's been a habit all my life, and he told me where he had hidden his diary. Sure. So I go and I look, and believe it or not, I find the diary there.
Wow.
And yeah, there's just one incredible tale with dates and places and names and everything in it, but then I found something that I thought, well, heck, I can prove now. I can prove the kid's either fantasy land, you know, or I can prove truth, because there was one specific incident he described where he, this kid Paul Benassi was his name, had been used as kind of the bait or the young kid to attract another young boy who was then kidnapped and taken in and put inside this ring and became a part of it, and then Paul claims he met with him on many occasions in future years after that. But anyway, this is when he was like 10 or 11 years old, and he had the date, the time, the place, everything in detail in there. Yeah, well, hell, that's easy. I'll just go and check in this town he claims he did this in, Des Moines, Iowa, and see if there was anything in the papers on that day.
Right.
So I go back and check the news media and whatever, and the biggest headlines in the newspapers all across Iowa that day were about this 12-year-old boy who was kidnapped right off the street, a newspaper boy. I see you got your music running, so I better shut up for a minute.
Coming up here, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be back. I would tell you that for sure you're going to want to have a pencil and paper available, folks, because you're going to want to get copies of this book that explains all of this, that details it very, very well. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
I wish I could say that this was a program like so many others of our programs that you hear on the air today. I wish I could say that, but this is important to every single person listening today that has children, grandchildren in their homes or in your neighborhood, because as working for a cop for my whole career in the South Phoenix area, which is the high crime area of Arizona, we had so many children snatched off the street and just disappeared, even out of these homes we would put them in where people would set up their homes to be protect children that were having trouble and everything. The children would just disappear, and we could never figure out where these children were going. And so it is so important today that we protect our children and realize that it's no longer possible for us to just sit back and let our children go out and to run around the neighborhoods when they're small children and play with their friends, because we have such a sick society today, and we have these predators like John DeCamp's talking about here, this Paul Bonacci young boy talked about, and we'll get right back to that, stealing children off the street. So let's go right back to Senator John DeCamp here, and well, former Senator John DeCamp, and let him continue on. John, pick up where you left off there, would you please?
Oh, yeah, but I got to insert something since you said former.
Former
senator, in a moment of insanity the other day,
uh-huh.
after I've been gone now for 18 years from the Senate, I
yes.
filed again to run again.
Oh, you did?
Yes, and of course, my wife, she wants to commit me to some kind of a mental institution since she says politics is the most cruel, horrible thing in the world, and she's I don't know if you met Na or not. She's a little Vietnamese refugee, you know, who's without question
her.
The most perfect wife and mother on this planet Earth. And
she
just hates politics. But anyway, back to square
all
one.
Right.
So I go to Iowa and get all this information. And sure enough, there was a kidnapping. And, God, it was the biggest story of the day there. This little paper boy, 11 or 12 years old, named Johnny Gosch, was kidnapped. And so I thought, well, shoot, maybe I can check this out further. So I contact his family and have them come personally and meet this boy who's in jail. And they did, and they quizzed him thoroughly. And when they walked out of there, out of the meeting with him, they said he was there. He's telling the truth. He had information nobody could know about Johnny because he had, after he had participated in the kidnapping, he had participated in some other pretty horrible things with the kids over the years, including particularly Johnny, who anyway, and additionally then I went so far to have the diaries checked by experts, you know, that they could tell how old the ink was, so it wasn't just done last week or last year or whatever.
Right.
Sure enough, the ink that was used in there They absolutely verified could only have been from a time frame of a couple years. I gotta shut this silly phone off. Anyway, and
you were hard to convince.
I was hard to convince.
Your homework.
I just didn't believe any of it. I had
didn't
believe it. And so then I took some other steps. I went to the police and brought in this top psychiatrist to examine this boy because they said the boy was crazy.
Yes.
And so I talked to the psychiatrist who they had. And the psychiatrist told me, and he was the head psychiatrist from one of the universities, Creighton or University of Nebraska. I'm not just sure, but I can't remember right now. But anyway, and I said, so is he nuts? He says, no, absolutely he's not nuts. I says, well, you don't believe this, do you? He says, tell you what, I do believe it. He said, I would like to see these stories verified by independent, completely separate objective evidence, but he says, I believe he's telling the truth as he knows it, experienced it, and believes it. And then he said something else. He says, what you don't understand, what people don't understand, he's what's called a multiple personality. And this was like, 16, 17 years ago when I first had this interview and talked to the psychiatrist, and it wasn't quite as prominent or popular then, this idea of multiple personalities and brainwashing and everything, you know what I mean?
He says,
I am absolutely certain that he's a multiple personality. And then he asked me if I'd ever heard of Sybil or the movie Sybil or something. I guess I told him I had. But he said, well, you've heard of brainwashing, right? I said, well, yeah, that was the Chinese, Russians, or whatever, back in the war, you know, 100 years ago, or in Korea, anyway. And so it was most interesting as I kept learning more and more and more. And I agreed I'd represent him then, and that put me on this trail of insanity that, I hate to say this, it's a horrible thing for me to say, but I'd almost wish I didn't know any of it, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're
almost
talking about.
Would be
it is so horrendous.
Happier and more satisfied, because as I went through the court, and I said I'd tell you who Larry King was.
Yes.
This isn't the Larry King that's on TV now, but this Larry King was pretty prominent. In fact, this Larry King was on the cover of some magazines back then. He was a black man, and he was a pretty good-sized man, and he was officially cited as one of the most outstanding rising black star in the Republican Party in America.
Isn't that interesting?
And I could tell you more, but I see you got that noise going again.
That noise is coming up again.
I'll shut up for a couple minutes.
We have some important messages, folks, coming up. Going to ask John DeCamp to hold his place there, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
I'd like to ask our listeners today on the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to have John on with us for a couple hours here, and in the later part of the second hour here, we'd like to open the phone lines up. But I would ask you to please keep the questions, comments along the line of the subject matter of the day, okay? I don't want to have John DeCamp on talking about this vitally critical issue for all Americans and have somebody call in and ask about space aliens, okay? Now, we've never had anybody do that on the program, John, but I mean... You know, keep the if you're going to call in, folks, in the second hour, then try to keep it along the line of what we're talking about today, because this is so incredibly important for all of us out there. As a cop in Phoenix, Arizona, I worked on a lot of these sex crimes and also crimes of missing children, and it hasn't gotten better, has it, John? It hasn't gotten better over the years.
I think it's either gotten worse or we're learning more about it.
Yeah,
but talk about your space aliens. When I first heard about all this, I believed in this about as much as I believed in space aliens.
I can imagine.
I can only imagine.
I've read your book, and I'll tell you what.
I got immersed in a world I just didn't and couldn't conceive of, and even today I find difficulty because, anyway. I was going to tell you about Larry King, right?
Yes.
Larry King. is very prominent. In fact, I was at the two biggest, quite frankly, Republican political events Larry ever did. And a lot of, maybe some people listening were too. In 1984 and 1988, Larry King was the man who opened both those Republican national conventions. And I was there. I had the biggest vote of anybody in Nebraska at the time as the national, you know, convention delegate pledged to whoever it was, Reagan and Bush and whoever. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
And Larry was the one who opened the convention by singing the national anthem. If you go back, any of you have your old tapes, or you see it played every once in a while, this or that opening convention when they have new conventions, Larry King is the one who sings the national anthem. And then at the 88 Republican National Convention, maybe, or 80, I can't remember which one, but Larry had a party at a place called South Fork Ranch. Now, South Fork Ranch, as some of you may remember, was where they was the place for filming of that Dallas. You remember Dallas?
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
JR and everything. That's anyway, sure. And I was at the party, as was everybody who was anybody prominent in the Republican Party in politics at the time. And when I'm quizzing this Paul, you know, he's telling me he was at the national conventions, too.
This young boy, Paul.
Yeah,
Bianchi,
Paul,
right.
The boy who's in jail.
Yes.
I said, right, uh-huh. So you're going to tell me you were at the convention? Yeah, he says. And I said, oh, well, and I asked him, like, I don't know, 25, 35 different questions about this or that, or,
uh-huh.
You know, this party out at South Fork. Who was there? And heck, he could recite, because there were more famous bands, you know, there playing and different things. And one thing that was particularly, I remember, and really kind of surprised me, Larry King had a gal named Maureen Reagan, kind of a chunky gal, draped over him like a blanket all night. Everywhere he went, he had her on his arm and was escorting her around. And
uh-huh.
And she had a daddy, you know, named Ronald. Anyway,
uh-huh.
One of the things, but that wasn't in the press, you know. And anyway, so I asked Paul just casually. I said, well, Paul, if you were at this party, I said, and you were at this South Fork party, too, I said, of Larry King's, do you remember anybody with Larry King? He said, sure, that big gal, that Maureen Reagan or whatever her name was, you know, real important gal.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, she was over with him all night. Anyway, and then I said, well, I didn't see anything bad going on at this party. If anything, it was just a big party with more than a toddy or two a lot of people had, and bands and singing and clapping each other on the shoulder and congratulating how they're going to win the election and so on and so forth. Anyway, and I said, so what happened at this party? And then he told me about, well, they have, at these events, they have a lot of after parties or whatever he called them, the after party, and then certain politicians or whatever would have this little boy or girl set aside for them, and they'd meet them, and they'd engage in some improper activity. And he went on to explain things, and as they say, I just kept getting into this insanity deeper and deeper, and then Paul started telling me about how, you know, he and some other kids, particularly he flew with some kids on the private jets when they'd pick them up and take them, like, to Washington and this or that. But anyway, he even remembered being taken to some place in the White House. And it wasn't. It was about that same time when he was telling me this, and I was starting to defend him in the courts and raising some of these issues.
Yeah.
He had one of the biggest stories break in Washington, if you remember, a guy named, what was his name, Craig Spence. Do you remember that name?
Just barely. What was that situation?
He was the one that was running a call boy rink
out of
the White House, remember?
Oh, yes. Now I remember, yeah.
And then supposedly right at the height when he'd been accused and charged and all heck was breaking loose on it, he blew his brains out, allegedly.
Right.
So I wasn't there. I sure don't know. But one of his partners in his business was none other than a man named Larry King. Anyway, to make a long, long, incredibly insane story short, I started, as they say, trying to represent the kids and get things out. And then I started realizing how much flack and attack you can get when you're on the wrong side of an issue. And So I was accused of some things, and I wrote this answer to some news media. And it got national attention, and basically I said, you know, I believe the kids, and they're saying this, and I gave a lot of names, specific names, some of the prominent people in the U.S. and certainly in Nebraska. I will say at least got a few of them in jail eventually, including Larry. He went there. But then I also, on behalf of the kids, filed a lawsuit against some of the individuals. And believe it or not, you can go back and check, I filed the first of its kind in the United States lawsuit against an institution called the Catholic Church. I had grown up as a perfect little Catholic and altar boy and everything else as a little boy, when I realized that some of the Boys Town people had been involved and certain priests from there, and I sued the Catholic Archdiocese and the bishop and these priests. And the judge was outraged because I had dared to say this. This was the first of its kind in the U.S., as I recall. In fact, now later, as you may have heard, there have been several against Boys Town on that. And don't get me wrong, Boys Town is without question one of the greatest, most wonderful child care institutions in the history of America and this world. At the same time, like anything, you can have certain elements and corruption and problems develop. And a lot of the kids were being taken out of Boys Town and flown to Washington, or not a lot, some kids, and involved in this. And Paul was the one that revealed it to me, and I wrote about it. And when this got deeper and deeper, and then as a result of my letters and claims, they had grand juries and started learning just how powerful, how horribly, insanely powerful, the establishment can be when they don't want certain embarrassment of certain members and so on and so forth. And then the Senate, Nebraska Senate, started having an investigation. And one of the things they did do something that I was happy about. They hired somebody I personally recommended would do a good job for him, a guy named Bill Colby. Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Bill was my boss over in Vietnam. I was a combat infantry captain over there. In fact, Jack, I think I told you, I'm the first, last, and only one you get to meet or talk to in your life who became a senator without setting foot in the U.S. I ran the campaign from Vietnam back in 1970.
That's an amazing story in itself.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of all the publicity they gave me back here in the U.S. at the time. I ended up being the youngest one in the U.S. at the time when I won and completed my tour. I was a captain over there and got back here. But anyway, I forget where I was on this. I kind of went off on a tangent. So I represented the kids and filed the lawsuits and defended them and eventually did win $1 million judgment against Larry King, even though the judge immediately dismissed the Catholic diocese out of it and the priest because he accused me of being outrageous and on and on and on. This was, I say, the first one in the country, and so back then, first one to step forward sure got his hands hit.
Right.
But you know what happened, but the surprising shock to me was after I wrote the book, the first book, the first edition, and I'll tell you why and how I wrote that even, I thought the most angry person in the world would be the head of Boys Town, Monsignor Hupp.
Yeah.
And so he asked for a meeting with me. And I thought I better have a witness because he's probably going to make all kinds of accusations and everything else. And we met, and it was a public place, and I had a couple people there, and he did too.
Right.
I sat down, and it was Monsignor Hupp was his name. And he was no longer the head of Boys Town. He had been out for a couple of years or something. But he was the head during a good portion of this event time. And he starts out and he says, "You've told the name. I'm going to help you with the game." And I said, "What?" And then he goes on to say, "You've told the name. I'm going to help, or the game. I'm going to help you with the names. And we're going to help clear this up." And then
you're
going to explain, I'm like the wife who's the last one to find out or about being.
Yeah.
Anyway, and you know also that a film was done. British team came in here and spent, what, 3, 4, 5 months after my first book came out?
I had heard about that, yeah.
And they had a film that was advertised in every newspaper and TV guide in the United States. And right up to the last minute, it was still advertised. Excuse me. Going to be on the Discovery Channel.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Conspiracy of Silence.
Right. Never made it, did it?
Well, it never made it. At the last minute, it was pulled from the air. And there's a story behind that. And I have copies, as you know. I got a pirated copy sent me from England because they were so upset. They got paid in full for it.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but this case got deeper and deeper as I was going through, and I convinced the Senate, the Nebraska Senate, who was investigating and getting shocking information themselves and so on, that they should hire a real expert, because the expert they had working on the case, a very capable young man named Gary Caradore, he had been a former, one of the youngest, successive, fastest rising detectives in the state law enforcement agency, and he was reporting to the Senate and doing a separate investigation from the cops and the FBI, because I made no bones about it. I said, hey, the head of the chief of police is one of the key characters, chief of police of Omaha.
In the child molestation.
It's one of the central character in it. And his best buddy, who he told me he's closer to than 19 is to 20, was his exact words to me, was a local head of the FBI here at the time in the Omaha district of the FBI. So I wasn't getting much help from them. In fact, just all kinds of problems and trouble
sure.
and things.
Yeah.
And so I suggested they hire this. Oh, they hired this young guy. And he went to Chicago, flew his own private plane after he'd been on it and really gotten tons of information. They were to have a big Senate hearing where he was to reveal it all the next morning, and he went to Chicago officially to go to a game, but his real reason was to pick up a bunch of stuff. And he called Senator Schmidt, who was the head of the investigating committee, the night before the hearing or the afternoon, and he said, we've got him. We've got him.
Yeah.
I've got the pictures. I've got documents. He says, you won't believe this. I've got the proof.
He shouldn't have done that.
No, he shouldn't have. So anyway, he gets in his plane, and he leaves Chicago, and his plane blows up outside of Chicago.
Yeah.
Over a little town, which, interestingly enough, was where the former police chief of Omaha had gone to be the new police chief.
Uh-huh.
This is the God's truth. I ain't making any of this up. You
wow.
can check it out.
Amazing.
So anyway, that's when I recommended they hire my former best, well, he was my best friend, the guy I had been accountable to in Vietnam. I was a captain over there, as I said.
Uh-huh.
His name was Bill Colby, and as you know, Bill Colby had been fired by a man named Kissinger. Bill Colby was head of the our Central Intelligence Agency, and over in Vietnam he had secretly been head of the agency. But anyway, and he had been fired at the height of the, what was it, Nixon deal, because he dared to go before the Congress and expose some of the problems of the CIA and say, yeah, we've made mistakes and we need cleaned up, because anytime a secret agency becomes more powerful than the actual government that it's responding to, you, we've got problems, and he recognized that. And he had knowledge. He was one of the ones that kind of helped let it get out of control that way. But anyway, so he was hired by the committee to investigate this explosion that blew up their previous investigator, and I explained that in detail in the book, and how he concluded, if it's done right, his exact words, you'll never know exactly, you'll never know or be able to prove who did it or exactly how they did it. He said, that's what secret agencies are all about.
That's right.
Anyway, so anyway, it was, I'm just getting to the why I even wrote this book.
Uh-huh.
So as the case proceeded and I realized how far it went and how in-depth it was and some of the shocking things I was learning from CIA abuses and maybe using children And they had a good reason. Bill explained it to me. It started well-intentioned, you know.
Well-intentioned.
Well-intentioned. I'll explain it to you, but
yeah.
I mean, it made it sense. I can see why they would do it, how they would do it. They didn't intend bad things, but it's just like having bombs or something. The wrong people get them, they abuse them, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so I was over there in Washington at Bill's house. I used to stay there when I went to D.C. over in Georgetown. That's where. Oh,
okay, brother.
I hear the music.
Hang
right,
on
remember where
here
I was,
now.
Or you remind me so we can go on.
All right, yes. Just hold that thought right there. And, folks, we're going to give out, as we promised, the information to get a copy of his book that's been updated. Very important book for all families. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. I want to invite you to visit our new and improved website at republictradinggroup.com or simply click on the banner at rbnlive.com. Getting timely information on critical financial and political news has never been more important. By starting your day with a visit to the site, it will preserve that promise we make to liberty about being ever vigilant. Speaking of which, those who were vigilant about gold and silver this time last year were well rewarded. We also invite you to sign up to our free weekly newsletter and receive special offers from Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who don't have internet access, just give Republic Trading Group a call and speak to either Jeff Bennett or myself, and we'll be happy to arrange the snail mail alternative. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. And let me tell you, if you believe that this couldn't possibly happen, and John DeCamp has not mentioned yet the names of these high-up officials, but we've told you on this program for a long time, our two police and military associations have looked into these things, and not only is the Bush crime family, as we call them, been involved with bringing drugs into the United States for since the 60s, and we have that well documented from good friends of ours in law enforcement, former top DEA agents, FBI agents, and so forth. But George H.W. Bush was picked out by these children as being a child molester that they would visit and were at some of these parties that they went to. And you just have to get copies of these books, folks, and get them around your friends and family, because we have to be aware of the evil that is running our country today in business and the judiciary and the government and in all areas, the military. And this is what troubles me, John, is that as an old cop, seeing the army circle around this pedophile doctor there in Heidelberg, I can't help but think about you and Jim Rothstein, Detective Jim Rothstein, talking about all of these big, almost like witches' covens of child molesters in the military and everything. And so, but before we miss out on giving out your contact information this hour, we're just about out of time, would you please give out the contact information this hour? Then we'll do it again several times next hour for the people. Go right ahead.
I tell you what, last time we talked, I didn't have the information in front of me. Now I do.
Okay.
If you want to order the book, and by the way, I was just going to tell you the story of how I wrote the book. Is that okay?
Sure, but we only have just a couple minutes, and we're going into the next hour.
Okay, I wrote the book because I asked Bill Colby, what do I do about this whole situation when I finally realized how deep it was?
Yeah.
And he told me, get away from it. Get as far away from everything as you can.
Leave
it's
it
too
alone.
Dangerous. And so then he says, tell your story. He says, whether anybody reads it, believes it, or anything else, just tell your story. So I wrote the book. I've never spent one dime or penny advertising, promoting it, but believe it or not, people like you across the U.S., it sold, I think, over 187,000 copies now, and the newest edition update just came out. I got it about 2 weeks ago in the storage room, and they shipped them in, so my gal here takes care of those things. Anyway,
okay.
You can either go to Borders or the various bookstores, but if you just want to order direct, AWT Inc., that's A as in awful W-T, or you can just put my name, John DeCamp, Box 85461. Lincoln, Nebraska. 68501. That's Lincoln, like President Lincoln. Nebraska, N-E.
Okay.
68501.
68501.
And the price is, I'm just looking here, $12.95 plus $4 postage and handling for first book, and they'll have in there discounts for more or whatever if you want
okay.
more than one.
All right.
And they
very,
will ship you
good.
Direct a copy, or you can get it in bookstores, as I understand it. And they do, if you call my office, they take credit cards. If you want to call, I'll give you a couple numbers.
Okay, please do.
402-477-3974, or you can even fax something here I'm looking at. See, I don't know much about 402-477-4487.
Okay. All right.
They take Visa and MasterCard and all that junk.
Okay, very good. Well, folks, this is the first hour, and we'll be back with you in just a couple minutes, and we'll be back on talk about more in-depth research and investigation into pedophile rings in America today. We'll be right back.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.